For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So it's funny getting into week one here. Like, I feel like most conversations are still on the, like, year level. Like, how do you think they're going to be this season? Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, oh, what do you think about Jaden? But, like, at the same time, like, it's week one, dude. And I think the biggest questions for this week, like, week one counts the same as week 10. You know what I mean? Like, you got to try to win this freaking game. And I think, honestly, the two biggest questions, now, I'm not saying, like, will Deami Brown emerge as a number two wideout, right? I did draft Deami very late in a draft last night. I'm not saying like those kind of like existential questions, but like actual roster decisions. Mm-hmm. One, and they oddly kind of center around two rookies. One is Brandon Coleman good to go? Is he your starting left tackle this week going up against the Todd Bowles defense? And two, Johnny Newton, second overall pick. Hasn't been practicing. Dan Quinn said last week, we hope to bring him along this week.
Okay.
Now, let's be real. They had a walkthrough that was closed to the media on Monday. I'm sure it was more than a walkthrough because nobody was here to check him. But today's the first day we're going to get an injury report. Like, we're back. This is real football.
Yep.
What do you think happens with Coleman and with Newton?
I would say if they were veteran players – and they are playing this thing, they could probably work themselves out. But I think the fact that they're younger players, if they're not 100%, they won't put them out there. Because I truly believe that they're confident in who they have in front of Newton, up around that, and they're very confident in the person they have in front of Coleman. But if the guys are closer to 100, then they'll be out on the football field. I don't think this is a team that's kind of rebuilding. So why rush these guys if you're going to be expecting to have them around for a long time this early on?
So I think Coleman goes. I think Coleman goes and starts. We'll find out today. But I think they really like him, and there's a reason to it.
That's what I'm saying. They really like him, but if he's not 100% ready to go out there, why risk that?
Yeah. I don't think Newton goes. And we'll find out a lot more today. But if you look as – I think it helps a lot that the starters on the D-line are John Allen and Teron Payne.
Yeah.
And that they haven't played all preseason. They shouldn't be coming in banged up or anything. If you look at, like, the true D-tackles that are left, you know what I mean? Like, I think they'll be elevating someone from the practice squad. They signed this guy Sheldon Day, who played in six games last year. I don't think they'd be elevating their international pathway player. The guy, you got this one for me, Haggai Debussy?
Debussy.
I don't think he gets elevated. I think Carlos Watkins is listed as a DN, but he's 6'3", 305. But what I know, B, is you're not only going into week one mm-hmm. with three defensive tackles.
Yeah,
there's going to be a fourth.
There's going to be a fourth one there. You know, so
I feel like it's going to be Sheldon Day. So Saturday night, when you get that alert on your phone or whatever it is, don't be alarmed. I think this is kind of part.
But I don't think anyone should be alarmed if Newton doesn't go at this point. You know, like I said, two surgeries in the offseason. If it's to this point and he's 100, yes, you try it. If he's not, you don't rush that.
Long season, man.
Yeah, it's long season. It's a long plan.
Right. So I mean, especially
if he plays the first game. Or I'll give you – you want him to play the first game or you want him to play the next 5 to 10 years? That's the way I look at it. I would much rather see him not play the first game and then have a great career than try to be so gung-ho about, oh, got to be ready for the first game and then get banged up and be having, you know, those little aggravating injuries and things throughout.
For sure. It's just fun to be on a game week. Like, practice scheduled to start at 1 o'clock. Injury report will probably come out this afternoon, evening, 4:30-ish. I think Coleman will be close to full. You know, if you remember, they got rid of the probable designation. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if Newton doesn't come out today listed as doubtful, frankly. And we're off and running, man.
See, I think about me, man. I care about whoever comes out.
I wonder if Mariota's going to be on the injury report.
Mm, I don't worry about all that. I worry about the people that's going to be dressing out and playing.
Right. I think Coleman is. I think Newton won't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll find out a lot more today because, you can be – I think they're going to remain smart and cautious, but there's August smart and cautious, and then there's September smart and cautious. But and see, those are different.
But it's different as you get later in the season. Early on when you got a young person, you still got to play it like it's an August smart. Because we said it earlier, at this level, everybody's a pro. You know, and I look at it the fact that if Coleman can't go, you got somebody on your roster that you better have confidence in.
What does your gut tell you about left tackle, Coleman or Lucas?
If Coleman is 100% healthy, I think they go with Coleman. If he's not, Lucas, they don't have a problem going with him.
You think at this point Wiley's pretty locked in at right tackle? Mm-hmm. I do too. And I think they're expecting a lot of things to be better, really, because of Biotish.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.